of tefillah and the betochen. How are you supposed to daven when you know that really it's all from Hashem and it's all good for you? So the first chiddush we said, a beautiful chiddush, that l'mayis is Hashem wants your tefillah. And therefore there's a t'nai in the world, not therefore, but there's a t'nai in the world that if you don't daven, you won't get it. It's like a father, he's got this beautiful new chrome bicycle stuck away for his kid, and his kid's chalishing for this bike, and the father's chalishing to give the kid more than the kid wants the bike, because that's always the case, right? But there's a rule in the house that if you don't ask, you don't get. So the father's waiting for the kid to ask. No, the minute the kid asks, the father gives it, but he doesn't ask, he ain't going to get it. Why? Because that's whatever. That was a constitution. That was from the whatever. That Hashem created the world. Rashi tells us, right in the beginning of Bereshis, if Adam didn't daven for rain, there's no rain. Adam woke up, he had the city, he had to ask for rain. He asked for rain, the world sprouted. The second chiddush we said is that even though you're davening, you may not be davening for yourself. Your davening for food could be supporting the whole world. So why don't you get food? Because if you got food, you'd stop davening. Hashem tells you what to daven for by withholding what you want and what you need. Therefore, the more things you need, the greater you are in Hashem's eyes. Because Hashem's relying on you to bring all these many things that you need into the world. And by the way, Mamele, you also do get answered sometimes. That was the second finish. That was the difference between Tzilas Lein and Tzilas Rochel. Tzilas Lein, she gets whatever she asks for. Rochel is really done for a lot of clothes, so she doesn't get for whatever she asks for because she's done for everybody. Then we said, Kol Sheyesh Chorei B'Tech Beise, Yeilech Etzel Chochem Vivakir Shalav Rachamim. Fine, so that's maybe we should get involved in, yeah? Oh, okay, let's go from here. Moving to Gemara, Pinkas Bachava. Kol Sheyesh Chorei B'Tech Beise, everyone who's got a Chorei B'Tech Beise, Chorei this applies to anything. Yeilech Etzel Chochem Vivakir Shalav Rachamim. Go to the Chochem and Mivakir Shalav Rachamim. I'm starting to believe in this area life. Remember I spoke to you the other day, you were worried. I said, what are you worrying about? Remember? Go to the Chochem. What the Chochem is Mivakir Shalav Rachamim. No, mashpid. Lo tzarich yoter mize. Chomes Melech Malachim Aves. V'ish Chochem Yechafrena. We saw this, right? It's the Ish Chochem that covers over, that makes the kapara. The minhag of Klal Yisrael, where we have trouble and sorrows, poinim haim legedele mayir ador. Maybe that's what I should do this afternoon. Is go to the gedele ador. What for? Cherish another zoo. Now we midibra gemara now. What for? Because the gemara says, yelech etzel chochem v'yashal rachamim. You have to notice though, ki lo neem Hashem yelech etzel chochem v'yashal onisim v'moifsim. Doesn't say go to the chochem and he'll take out his handkerchief and do miracles. Yeah, you know, or he'll give you segulas. That's not why we go to the chochem. Make sure that when you go to the chochem, he's somebody that knows how to be mevakesh rachamim, not somebody that does wondrous deeds. I'm the faith and folly. Claimer. הליך לחוכם, אין מה את רוצה שהחוכם יכתיב לקודש ברוך הוא, כביוכל מה לעשות? When you go to the חוכם, you don't go to the חוכם, say, he'll tell Hashem what to do. You can tell Hashem what to do yourself. You don't need the חוכם for that. בגדר, צדיק גויזר, הקודש ברוך הוא מקיים. That's not what you're going there for. אלא ילך את החוכם ויתפלל. You go to the חוכם, תדאבן, וייס ותפילס החוכם, רוצו ואיבי לפני השם יספרח. כל שומר חזל, הקודש ברוך הוא מסעב לתפלס את הדיקים. He's going to the Chochem to daven for you, but could be his tefillah is just more acceptable because first of all he knows how to daven properly, he's makom makayim the mitzvahs and he knows the halachas. Everybody used to say, people come to him complaining, why my tefillah is not being answered? He said, have you learned Hilchos tefillah? You know, why is my car not working? Yeah, you read the instruction manual. No, I didn't know there was one. Oh, fine, you have to turn the key, you have to push the accelerator. I didn't know that.
What was
that book again? Sharing the tefillah. That's not Hilchos tefillah. That's not Hilchos tefillah. That's Magdia, the 10 types of tefillah and when to use which one for different circumstances. That's a guidebook on how to talk to God.
Mayor Brochus is also a guide book on how to talk to God. If you want to get into that world, every time you make a brocha, you're speaking to God. Connection.
I would imagine so, yeah. The building's named after you.
Yeah, no, under the bimah, I saw through the other day. That was a little book.
Yeah.
You won't have a hard time trying to think of something here for me.
Yeah, so he goes through that. He goes through the different types of davening. In Achinami, davening means the klali davening. It's just not what kind of davening. Each problem and each matter that you're in requires a different response.
Where do we find Hilchos Tefillah?
The Ram, the Mishnah.
These two are talking about Shmona Esrei in the first afternoon.
That's not a bad place to start. You know how to daven. You know, there's not a bad place when you finish. When you finish Shmoneh Esrei, when you finish learning Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Tefillah, then learn Shiurim B'Tefillah, and by then you should have a pretty good tefillah on how to daven properly. There you go, through all the different types of tefillah, what to do, whatever, and then you plug it in. I'm just making an observation. Okay, that it's very hard to have time and tefillahs on the own, because I have tefillah, so I got to have a chochem. Because there's not many, he knows which buttons to push. We don't. But he's saying even more than that. It's because Hashem's misabel. It's Rosh Hashanah tzaddikim. The chen roishe kol echad yipad in the tzaddik. The tzaddik can ask him to daven for you. But we're not finished with this, okay? Please, don't. We have to finish this chapter before you leave. Nimzem ken shekol yodi sheyesh lachol yibetech beisa hutla alav mishimem min hashamayim. Someone's got a chol in his house, needs Yeshua, needs help from heaven. Reish is put alav shehu atzma yitpalof. First of all, you've got to daven. You have to daven. You got to tell it to daven, but you don't daven. Then you got to daven. It kasha ben tzut at tefillah levoyer v'yovin ki kol asher koru bo lo me'eis avoyis baruch. Daven to Hashem and know that everything that's going to happen comes from Hashem. Hashem also oisa v'yasi l'kol ha'asim. Because he does everything at the end of the day anyway. V'azai, im rotzen Hashem yisbarach hu, shi tefillah su tov ba'if in yoshir, az hu yoshu be'ezat Hashem yisbarach. And if Hashem wants that your tefillah is all Hashem needed and now you'll take away the choyle, wonderful, then you have a Yeshua and everything's fine. Luma zayt, itachin se retzayna yisbarach yesh it tefillah say tay lamana klau vashpia tay rebrach lakol oilam. Could be that Hashem wants your tefillah for all. Your tefillah needs to heal all the sick people. So you're not going to get an answer straight away. Shayna is mutl av lechel zachochem siyad balade. Second of all, you've got to go to Chochem and ask him to also daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chovetz b'tfilosa shel HaChochem ubehechret itom shekhen Hashem mishlach Yehudi pleni es hachoyle kidei shivakesh min hachom shibar adoy. Hashem knows that you, whenever you got problems, you got a Chochem Aleph and he asks him to daven for you. So Hashem sends davka you the choyle because he knows you'll go to the Chochem and you'll get the Chochem to daven, and that Chochem's tefillah will heal all other sick people as well. I mean, that's how Hashem did it. We don't know what's going on in Shemayim, what Hashem says, for in the soul. But once we understand the system, that could be what's going on here. Why did I get the chayla, not you? You're going to ask the chacham. Why does it have to be me? No, because maybe you don't go to the chacham. He does go to the chacham. So why does Hashem just tell the chayla the chacham? Okay. Hashem's got less of his boinus. But somebody wants your tefillah also. And Adam Gottlieb once told me, he said, you have to daven for your children. The ikar boinus is chinuch, you daven for your children. He says, well, what's the problem? We don't believe in our tefillah, right? We don't really believe that we can daven for our children and everything will be okay. Yeah? So he said, pay someone who knows how to daven for you. It's not a good status. You pay the Rebbe to do whatever the Rebbe's going to do, but that's not really real chinuch. Real chinuch is tefillah. You also pay someone to daven for you. Find some avreich who needs the money, who knows how to daven, pay him to daven for your children. So it's ishtadlus. Tefillah is a form of ishtadlus. Tefillah is also a bit of tether. It can't rain without tefillah. That's tether, yo. Tefillah is the derech tether. Tefillah is also a sofik. We don't know what Hashem does with that tefillah. No, I'm not saying it's a madai. You ever heard people dabbing and all got better? Same with ishtadlus. You don't know what's happening in the rest of the world. You don't know what your ishtadlus is doing in the rest of the world. Well, Tetzan's told me, a guy came to him one day and he said to him, I want to thank you because if it wasn't for you, it wouldn't be appropriate. Well, Tetzan, I've never seen you in my life, I know what you're talking about. He says, no, you do. You actually, I heard you once and your mum has changed my life. So, what are you talking about? He said, we once had an engagement party.
the vault or whatever, yeah, or some, I don't know, wedding or whatever, and you're busy bickering with somebody, you're in an argument with somebody about Yiddishkeit, right? And this guy wasn't buying into it, and he was arguing this way and that way and that way, and whatever. Eventually the guy left and he wasn't interested in what you had to say. But I was standing behind you, and everything you said made beautiful sense. So I went from there, and I went and I started learning or whatever, because then I became frug. So Yah make me start this to Makar of you, yeah? And Hashem doesn't have you in mind at all. Hashem is Makarring this guy. You don't know what your shtetlis is doing. You know the mindset. Good, so that's what I'm saying. So why is it tefillin shtetlis? That's the getting shtetlis. That's the derech ha-teva. Built into the teva is that in order for you to get something, you have to ask. Built into the teva is that in order for you to get something, you got to dig some sand. Enough to be there. The same. What's the getting shtetlis? First shtetlis, you've got to send your kid to cheder. Second shtetlis is you've got to dab it. Same sugya. Tefillah is no less ishtadlis than non-tefillah ishtadlis. You're learning Torah is also ishtadlis for Hanos. Oh, what big ishtadlis? Maybe what you think is chili is not basically chili either. None of your clashes show enough, Kamina. Just because you don't know what you're doing doesn't mean that the etzem and the material tefillah is ishtadlis and ishtadlis is ishtadlis, and they're both for derech ha-teva. Just because we don't see the results, we don't see the connections, doesn't mean they're not there. I don't see the connections between the electron in my brain and lifting up my hand either, but it doesn't mean that lifting up my hand is not ishtadlis, because I don't understand how it works. Sometimes I want to lift up my hand and it doesn't. Rebellion. Sometimes I want to lift up my hand and it does lift up. It doesn't mean that it's what? It's supposed to be a chateva, no? Alright, think about it.
Can it be that person is doing a shuttle and just make money and someone else gets that money?
Yeah. Yeah. Quite possible. Yeah.
Not just in cure of everything.
Just because I'm saying that ishtadlis and tefillah are the same thing doesn't mean that every prat of ishtadlis is the same as every prat of tefillah.
You said that we've got cats and kira, but I just wondering if that
again.
You said that we've got cats and kira.
Yeah. Because ishtadlis have nothing to do with panasa. Well, I don't understand. I mean, I'm going to make ishtadlis for panasa and I won't get the panasa you will. Ishtadlis have nothing to do with panasa. I'm going to put on tefillin and he'll get the bucks. Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah.
Is it possible that I'll put on tefillin and he'll get the reward for the tefillin? No. You put on tefillin, you get the reward for the tefillin. You make ishtadlis, you're going to get the reward from the kind of mitzvah ishtadlis. What about the money? The money's got nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Same as the tefillin's got nothing to do with it. The tefillin's got nothing to do with your panasa. There's a tzna in the bread that you have to daven before you get it. There's a tzna in the bread that you have to do this. But that's not what gives you the panasa. The panasa was the turban of Rosh Hashanah. Your tefillin is a ishtadlis bifnei atzmo.
That's the tzna.
You have to make a status now. Why? Because you are the Mayat, the Kiddush Hashem in the world. To Masakim, the Chilul Hashem, you have to make a Kiddush Hashem. How do I get you to make a Kiddush Hashem? So when we have a Beis HaMikdash, we have a Beis HaMikdash shines light out, and everybody can see Hashem in the world. So that you can consider the home and look. You don't have to go out of Eretz Yisrael. Ah, but we mamited that light, we created a new Chilul Hashem in the world. But if HaMikdash gets destroyed, we got a Golus. Why do you have to go to Golus? Because now you have to shine the light into the whole world, but the Beis HaMikdash used to. So now there's a new din of Kiddush Hashem in the world. That's Mesak and the Chet of Adam Arishon Vayadah B'Gzayas HaPecha. You got to work and at work, you Mekad Hashem Shemayim. You're not Pecha Vayitzimel. What is Adam Arishon? Adam Arishon's Chet was Pecha Vayitzimel. And we don't know what Adam Arishon's Chet was, but that's what's Pecha Vayitzimel. I want to be independent. Could volume bring down that head. Adam Arishon, when he woke up and realized he was separate from Hashem, at that moment of realizing he was independent from Hashem, or he had the potential when he was from Hashem, he would have felt enormous tsar. That would have been Mashiach. That would be nothing else. That would have been the final ticket. That all he had to understand was any independence I have away from Hashem is tsar. But what am I wishing for? He wants independence. So he crashed the world into independence. So what do we have to do? We have to make ishtadlis. And I've proved the Koich of Yotzim Yodi from us and get more and more and recognize that the Hishtadus we're making has nothing to do with me. That's the Tikkun, Fadam Rishon Tchet. That's why, that's a Pecha.
Where's the minute? Can they get mitten? I don't wish an ape from the tree when he shouldn't have. Now the punishment is go work for a living. My kesher. What's in a minute? Can they get mitten? You were created by Hashem Yadi. You created a chilul Hashem, so you're created by Hashem Yadi. You now create a kiddush Hashem by having no created by Hashem Yadi.
We see that Sinai was operating before, but there was no rain when there was no Adam.
No, there was a sign that you have to daven, somebody shtadlis.
In this sense, that davening is disconnected.
Once again, I'm not finding that every Nakudim says anything, we're talking klalit.
I know, I'm just trying to get the klalim straight.
Well, in that case, it's going to be a Shabbos.
Well, it's different. I'll tell you what. Well, Tfilah is my connection to Hashem. Hashem wants to have a connection with us, right from the beginning. So there's a thing in the world called Tfilah. The minute you wake up, the first thing you do is you talk to Daddy. So that's what Hashem wants. He wants the Kesher, right? So there has to be in the Bria anyway, even before the Chilul. There are people daven even when we're by something does. You didn't have to make Ishtadus. Ishtadus comes after the Chet. Because the Chet created the Cholol. The Ishtadus fills the Cholol. Tfilah exists. Can I ask one? Yeah? I'm not saying any aspect of Tfilah is the same as Ishtadus. I don't know, we could have just had one paragraph here saying, you know, Ishtadus-Tfilah. See, we have two chapters. If I'm doing Ishtadus, why do I have to go daven? I'm at the office, why do I have to go daven? I'm davening, why do I have to go to the office? Those are the two separate things. There's also a guarantee that the Chochem's Tfilah is going to come directly to you. We're talking to Rotten Hashem is Baruch Hu Lashpia Shefer Rufu Loilam. It could be Hashem wants Rufu to come to the whole world, but there's no one davening for it. Without Tfilah, the Shefer is not going to come yet. Some of Hashem is Baruch is a Chayle Liyudi Ploini. Because of that, Hashem sends a Chayle to Jew Ploini. Kedai Sheyelech Etzel Chochem Ploini. Because then he'll get a Chochem Ploini. V'chochem Yitpalas El Tfilos HaZorcha V'Abrura. HaZorcha V'Abrura. He'll go and dab in his clear, meritorious Tfilah. V'b'chay Tfilos HaYish B'Layilam Kulu Shefer Rufua. And the whole world will now come Shefer Brocha because of that little Yid who's got a sick person at home. He'll go to Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim will now daven, the whole world will get better, all because of one Chayla and B'toich. That's what I always say. B'toich Chayla Yisrael, B'toich Chayla Mo Yisrael. You daven for a person to be referred with all the other sick people of Klal Yisrael, because it could be this guy's not going to get healed. But we're daven for Klal Yisrael, no, I'm healing Klal Yisrael, he'll get healed Mamela with Klal Yisrael, and the Chayla with Klal Yisrael. Namtzilan dam, Shilfim and Dregas, the B'tochen B'shita Ashni, according to the second B'tochen Ashni, we're talking about Rashi's B'tochen, yeah? שנסבר הליל, הליך לחוכם, אין פירושים שאדם עצמו אין יחי לפני שלבר אלו. According to the Chochem, it doesn't mean that you can't talk to Hashem. You need an intermediary. That's not what we're talking about. It's a kasha, why don't you go to Chochem? Why can't I talk to Hashem myself? בשבילי נברא אלו, he's my daddy, what I have to do. I have to get my brother to talk to dad. I'll speak to dad myself, מה הבעיה פה? ובשל חגב למצוא, פריל ישוע שיגזו לקוש בוח לטייטלס מבוקשוי. We have to find some kind of trick to get Hashem to give me what I want. Yeah, that's how we relate to Hashem. That's how we relate to Tfilas, Gulas. What's in it for me? Yeah, how do I get what I want from Hashem? Well, there's all Reb Eslis, there's a Kaisel, there's a Chochem, there's the Rebbe. Well, all the things we can do to get what we want from God, yeah? Now, that's not why you go to the Chochem. Ain't zero mi derech abotach. That's not the derech of someone who trusts in God. והולך בתמימס עם השם מספרח. He walks with תמימס. אין הוכחה סידס, he doesn't look to the future, what's going to be. ובקבו בלב שלם, is כל מה שהשם יעבור עליו. It's בקבו, בתמימס, בעז, בסימכו, whatever השם brings upon him. So why is he going to the חוכם? Why is he going to the חוכם? Because the Gemara says, go to the חוכם. The Gemara, כל יש לו חלב תחבי, זה יהיה לחץ על חוכם, ואיך של הרחמים. Why do you use an etzog on sukkahs and not a chvayse lemon? Because Chazal said, create brothers an etzog. So why do you have to go daven and ask the chochem to daven for you? Because Chazal says so. Why? Because Hashem needs this chochem's tefillahs to heal the whole world. But you yourself, you have to do what you have to do. You have to daven, you have to go to the chochem. You have to put Tarech in Hashem and Makabo Koma Shabbat Allah Rababa. The Tabbat told them the following muscle. I don't know if you were there. Why did you compare for muscle this? You got a house, I think he might have even said it here when he spoke. If you've heard this, all of you stop. You own a house worth $1 million, right? And you've got to make a mortgage payment of $100,000 tomorrow, they're taking your house away. You've had all your final warnings, you've been to court, that's it. Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, you don't put $100,000 in the bank, the house is gone. Yeah, your wife and kids, you're on the street, that's it. Suitcases on the pavement, yeah? So what do you do? What do you do? So make your status, right? There's a rich guy in town, very generous man, yeah? You go to him and say to him, listen, I've got some real problems here. I've got this $1 million house, $100,000, whatever. You know, I lost a bit of money, got some deals coming through, whatever. Can you lend me the money? God said, don't you worry, no one's touching your house. No one's going to take your house away. You come to me tomorrow morning, we go to the bank together, I transfer from our account into your account, $100,000. No problem. You pay me back whenever you can, it's not a problem. $100,000 for me, if that's not money. Fine? You've got a Rothschild tells you tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, give the money. You ready to go to bed yet? Still worried? No? There's a chacham asking to dabble for you. Mishnei shecholim b'tech beisoy, they're about to take your house away, someone that's a cholim b'tech beisoy. You go to the chacham, you go to Reb Chaim says to you, don't worry, it's going to be fine. You ready to go to bed yet? No. What about the betochen? Betochen is whatever happens, thank you Hashem. You go to bed tonight knowing whether they take the house away and I'm on the street or they don't take it away, so whatever. I don't care. Whatever happens is good for me. Thank you, Hashem. That's how Jews are going to sleep at night. Not because he's shemech on the gvir and not because he's shemech on the bracha from the tzaddik. But he's shemech on what? Whatever Hashem does is best for me. How's that for an ideal? I get a signed check from Baron Rothschild. Moshe Rachman says to me, Shimon, stop it, please. $100,000, tomorrow we go to the bank, I'll give you the money. I have a burger and a coke and I go to bed. Relax, the good. What does David HaMelech say? Don't rely on the Nidiv on the rich people, even if they promise. And don't rely on the Tzaddikim, even if they promise. Good, you're alive. Call up Alechem a couple of the Simchavis. They take away your house, they don't take away your house. What do you care? Thank you, Hashem. No, isn't that's poshut, right? Now I have to go back and see where am I holding and design a strategy to get to that level, because that's where we've got to get to. That's how Jews are supposed to live. That's the Boteach. He makes his ishtadlus, he davens, he asks the tzaddik to daven for him, but he goes to sleep at night regur, not because of any of that. He goes to sleep at night regur because of the Rashi. You show me how to do that one day, I'm ecstatic to find out. You got any tips and aitzes about sicknesses?